Inside the Locker Room, presented by Jack Black. Get your game face on.
You got to take some satisfaction out of that.
Yeah, it's pretty satisfying to know that, you know, make it through a season. Just only missing one game this year with concussion.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, muscle injuries, that's really what I try to avoid. The breaks, you know, it's kind of hard to avoid those things because it's not like you have any control over what happens. But, you know, as far as like hamstrings or calves or anything that's musculatory, I can kind of regulate that.
Yeah. You set career highs and really all the receiving categories. You know, going into a contract year, do you feel pretty good about what you were able to, the body of work that you were able to put together?
I feel solid. I'm just blessed to be able to be alive, to be able-bodied, and to be able to play this game. I'm just thankful for this year. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but, you know, I know wherever I go, they'll have a hard worker and somebody who's, you know, willing to do the things that a lot of people aren't. So I look forward to it.
That was kind of my next question. You know, what do you think about in terms of your future? Obviously, you know, being unrestricted, you have a chance to maybe go anywhere. Have you thought about, you know, coming back here? Have there been any conversations about that? Would you like to?
You know, it is what it is. You know, this process could be tough. It could be tricky, but I just kind of not to worry about it. Try not to worry about it. Can't really until March anyway, so just take some time off, be with the family, be my wife, and see where it goes from here.
Have there been any talks with the Bills about coming back?
What do you mean? Like
with
as far as with personal?
With the Bills.
Not with me okay. Personally. I don't know. My agent does all that. I just play football. I got the easy part.
Yeah. With the same, in the same respect, you know, there's four receivers who are up in this room. Have you guys, what have been the conversations between you guys, knowing how potentially different your own room could look next year here?
The conversations is just between us. I wouldn't want to go say on media. So, great conversations though. Had a great time with the guys, playing with the guys this year that I got to play with, my teammates, and you know, I just look forward to seeing where everybody goes. You know, with it being four guys like you said on contract years, you know, it's tough. We built chemistry this year, a different bond that we had and different from what we'd had in the past years. Seemed like we grew closer this year for some reason, you know, and I'm thankful for the relationships that I established with guys here while my time in Buffalo, and you know, I look forward to what God has in store for me in the future.
Does your free agent situation make you all the more mindful of how the coaching situation plays out? Because it impacts your decision, I would imagine, about where you'd like to be.
I'm trying not to focus on that. Just try to focus on having a good off season, being healthy, getting to enjoy the little things. Waking up in the morning to some sun in Texas. Waking up to, you know, happy people, family, people who not even worried about football right now. Just focused on life. That's what I'm looking forward to.